This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
Growing up in a minister's home, it was not uncommon for me to meet missionaries that would stay at our home. Missionaries would come in once or twice a year, and they would stay at our home, and I would have the opportunity to talk with them even as a young child. And I still remember to this day being 13 or 14 years of age when a missionary by the name of Laverne Morris came to our home, spoke at the church and came to our home. Laverne Morris was taught at Cincinnati Christian University over the years, but he was a missionary for years in Laos. And you can imagine, as a 13 or 14-year-old, I remember just listening in awe as he told about his father, who spent 8 months, get this, in a prison cell the size of a refrigerator. Now, forget about any prison cell you can think of in this county or this area, this city, whatever, and the conditions of a prison around Ohio. Can you imagine spending 8 months in a prison cell the size of a refrigerator? All his father could do was literally turn around 360 degrees. That's maybe take one step each way for 8 months. Do you know what his crime was? Preaching the gospel. Preaching the gospel of Christ. In thinking of that story this week, it reminded me of the story that Chuck Swindoll tells about being at a missionary's home on the mission field. They had dinner together in the missionary's home. And after the dinner was over, they said to Chuck, "Chuck, we want to show you some things. We're not trying to make you mad. We don't want you to take up anger against these people. We're not trying to show hostility. We just want to show you what one church has sent us." And so this missionary family opened up this large box, care package it was called, from a church back in the States. And they pulled out the items of clothing where shirts had no buttons. Slacks for the boys had no zippers. Permanent stains in the dresses they sent for their daughters. And then, to add insult to injury, they said, "Chuck, we really want you to see this. This is unbelievable." And they handed him a box that he opened, and it contained used tea bags. Used tea bags. "This is what we want you to have." And the missionary said to Chuck Swindoll, "Is that what we're worth? We're here on the mission field serving the Lord. Is that all we're worth? Clothes that don't have zippers or buttons and used tea bags?" And as Chuck Swindoll could do, and only as he could do, he said he thought instantly, his mind was flooded of the times that he himself gave the Lord the used tea bags of his life. And instantly when I read it, I thought the same thing. The times that I have given the Lord the slacks with no zippers, so to speak, the shirt with no buttons, and the used tea bags. I don't mean that in a literal sense, but in a figurative sense, you know what I mean. So often the Lord in my life has gotten the leftovers. He's gotten the dregs. And you say, "Uh-oh, is this a message about giving?" No, it's another message from Jesus right where we left off about your life and about my life. And you saw it on the screen about the widow who comes into the temple area. In the temple courtyard, there were 13 offering receptacles. They were shaped like trumpets. And people would have put in their gifts. Sometimes they would bring jewelry, they would bring gold, they would bring coins, and they would put it in different baskets for different purposes. And this widow comes in with two mites, two copper coins. It's been referred to as coins of value today, less than a penny each, if you can imagine that, less than a penny. And yet Jesus would stand up and say, "This woman has given more than all of you." Why? Because she gave out of her poverty, and these other people gave out of their wealth.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday, or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.